If you enjoy the Three Rivers Academy, please click the link below to donate to the MetaHumans Rising GoFundMe campaign. Thanks.
How Stock Productions presents The Three Rivers Academy, a MetaHumans Rising actual play. Featuring Ariana Corazon de Sousa, a brash Brazilian heiress and perfect body, played by Archie. Steve Reflection Moore, a young shapeshifter who has lost his home due to his powers, and played by Julian. Mina Sherdell, a young girl adjusting to the snakes that have begun to replace her hair, played by Krista. Soren Quick Steel Stahl, inheritor of the legendary blade Tearfang and the curse that follows it, played by Mike. Welcome to Three Rivers.
In our last session, everyone was brought to the ranch to talk with Moondog. After airing everyone's grievances, it was discovered that both parties felt wronged in some different way. While Ox may have been stage whispering, physical conflict was really instigated by certain people in our group, and things spiraled out of control from there. After having a discussion, though, they realized that what really didn't match up was the events of that first day of class and the storm that hit the school. Trying to locate Thomas, Professor White went missing. After searching the school, they realized that both she and Thomas were gone. Using a rune, Soren was able to sense an ozone trail leading to Phoenix. Deciding to try and track them down, Moondog, along with Dr. Aldridge and Solomon, went together, while Mr. MacArthur and our heroes went along with Ox, Jester, and Fireball, taking the school van. On the way there, Jester talked about a arcade that Thomas liked to visit. Investigating the arcade, several skinheads arrived, and Mina was able to follow them, finding out where they were headed. Reunited with the rest of the group, they were able to track the neo-Nazis to this neighborhood called the Trenches. By the time they arrived, this small group of skinheads had escalated. While they were making their way there, Reflection was able to disguise himself and sneak in with the group. Because the Trenches are generally avoided by police and municipal services, MacArthur parked the van just on the outskirts of the district and offered the children to stay there or follow him. When everyone opted to come with him, he revealed himself to be the metahuman hero Primal and led the students on a chase across the rooftops. Arriving at a dive bar, Reflection narrowly managed to go in without touching anyone and changing his shape. Across the street, the heroes paired off, leaping from rooftop to land on the building. Inside, Reflection found the building had been gutted, leaving four stories of lattice work and staircases along with rope rigging to a central podium area where several figures stood. Below this podium hung Professor White tied up to a metal bar. While Ariana Primal made their jumps, unfortunately Ox was not as fortunate, and he and Jester crashed through a third floor window. As Soren was ranting about never trusting him again, MacArthur said there was no time for that and ran into the building. Did anyone want to add anything?
I believe Reflection was on his way up, climbing up to try to get to our suspended teacher.
Were you heading to a staircase or were you heading to one of the rope riggings?
Can he get close enough to make a jump over to where she is so they don't have any warning, as much warning that he's trying to go for?
Because you're a runner, not a jumper. You're essentially going to try and run across the rope, which you would make a running roll. Acrobatics would normally offset the penalty, but you don't have acrobatics, so you're rolling with a minus 20 penalty.
Ouch.
So you would need to roll over a 40. But if you did, you could do it in one action.
I don't think he has enough will to pull it off. Oh, he has 3 will left.
Let's see. His dexterity is 10, his running is 12, so that's 22. Now, of course, he's not going to roll an 18 on 3 dice. Well, I guess technically he could roll 18 on 3 dice. That would be spectacular. If you spent 1 willpower, you could double your die roll, making it exploding.
Okay.
So you would need to roll a 9 or better on 3 dice.
Okay, so... Alright, so I guess I spend the willpower and try it. What's the worst that happened? I fall?
Oh, you know what? You have a sport track and field at 7, which you can use once per session on a supporting roll. I would say this falls into something that you might learn while studying track and field. So if you want to use this as your once per session thing, you could do that. That would give you a 29 plus 3 dice. Make that roll a lot easier for you.
Okay, that sounds good.
But let me make sure we do everything in order, okay?
Okay.
I just want to make sure that we work through everything, or work through all the details. So I'm actually going to come back and we'll reiterate that once we officially start. Okay.
Did we have the initiative already rolled, or do we need to roll that now?
That's why I had to step back. So let's get started. Reflection is working his way towards one of the ropes leading to the plateau where Professor White is being hung. As he's doing that, there is a crash from a third-story window, and 2 men fly through, colliding with the far side of the basement, since there is no real flooring, after being tripped up on the ropes and what have you. A woman on the plateau says, "Capes, kill them all!" People start rushing down towards the basement. A moment later, Primal comes in through the ceiling door. And with that, let's roll initiative.
And this is where I say, woohoo! I rolled a 6.
Ariana, what did you roll?
I rolled 20 with 1 6.
All right, so gain 1 willpower for that 6.
11 and no 6s. 44.
Yikes.
And Reflection?
25, no 6s.
Sword?
Holy crap. 43 with 2 6s.
So gain 2 willpower.
Yeah, I'm back to my starting willpower.
Just as a reminder, we go from the lowest initiative to the highest. If you have a higher initiative, you can attempt to interrupt someone else's actions, rolling off. So the gang members here, as I said, start to flood down the stairs. Ariana, what are you doing in this confusion?
Well, I'm going to try to make their primary focus on shooting me as opposed to the others, because I know I could take it. At least I hope I could take it.
You are at the top floor, and they are 4 stories below you.
4 stories. And, all right, so 4 stories. That's about as much as I usually leap when I was doing the my flight for distance, right?
Probably. I mean, you think so. I can't hurt that much, right?
Well, I'll give it a shot. I'm going to go ahead and do a leap down. Well, let me see how lucky I get with that. Well, jumping's part of strength, right?
Yes.
All right. Okay, so that's 10. Jumping is 8. That's 18 plus 3 dice. I rolled an 8. I got 1 6 out of that, though.
Did you add your power to that? Because that seems low.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about the perfection. 18 plus perfection, right? That's 30 then.
And an additional die.
I get 4 dice?
If you're rolling an attribute, skill, and power, it's 4 dice.
Ah, my bad.
Easy way to remember it, 2 for the attribute, 1 for the talent, 1 for the power.
Oh, come on.
Nice roll.
Okay, so perfection, attribute, and jumping.
Yes.
Gives me a total of 30 plus 9, or 39.
So describe to me what this looks like.
Ariana, seeing which way these, I guess I call them soldiers for lack of a better term, goes ahead and tries to engage them. And the way I was going to go about distracting them is about trying to use my provoke. And basically, I'm going to go ahead and say it in a mix of German and English, since I got it like that. If you want someone worthy of your attention, just go ahead, try to take me on. Feel like you can handle a woman like me anyway.
Best thing I've ever heard Archie say.
Now, bitch, provoke is part of which again? Expression? Or
you don't have to make a provoke roll.
Ah, okay. I will go ahead and initiate the provoke.
Okay. So you jump down there and you slam into the ground and like dust plumes up next to you. And you say, it's not like you can take on a woman like me anyway. You take 10 damage from the fall.
10 damage?
Minus your armor.
Okay, so 10 damage minus 8, so I took 2. So that means I took 2, which is no big deal, because hopefully I'll regenerate all that back.
They are going to suffer a minus 3 to attack anyone else but you. But if they attack you, they're going to get a plus 3 on that roll.
All right.
Reflection, what are you doing?
Am I close enough to attempt to run across the ropes?
Yes, you can attempt to run. Like, you want to run across the ropes up to the plateau. The man and the woman you don't recognize are along with Thomas. That is where Professor White is.
Yeah, I guess that's where I'm going. So you get 7 from track and field, and running is 12, and dex is 10, so that's 22, 29.
Okay. So normally it'd be moving 1 ranger increment, which is a 20, but because you're running across a rope, it's a 20-point penalty. So you're going to need to roll a 40 or higher. You have a 29 and 3 dice, so you'll need to roll an 11 or better. If you want to, you can spend a willpower point.
And double that roll. So that's 4 dice and
3 dice.
Doubling the dice.
Yeah, I'm sorry. 3 dice and double the roll.
13 on the die, so that's 26. 46. 56. I guess I got that one. 56. That's 63.
Wow. Wait. You rolled 3 dice, you doubled the die result and added to the base value.
Do you subtract the 20?
Okay. And the die roll was 13, so double that's 26.
26 plus your base was?
Was 27.
27. Okay. So that's 53.
Okay.
That's still a great roll, and that's still more than you needed. You needed to get higher than a 40.
Okay, cool.
So tell me what that looks like.
Checking the 3 in the platform, make sure none of them are actually literally staring at me. And then I do my best high wire act and run across the ropes. If I end up having to connect with somebody, I try to connect with Thomas. His powers I know. I've seen him already before. I don't know if the other two have powers, and I don't think I want to try.
You have one more action when you land on the barrier. I'm going to give you the choice. You can actually spend that action to try and be stealthy, or...
Oh, the game's over. The cops are here.
And that's the fire trucks. I didn't burn anything today, so I'm safe. Okay, so the action to be stealthy or...
Okay, yeah, you can spend an action to try and run up the rope stealthily, or you can have one action left when you get to the top of the plateau.
I think I'll try for stealth.
You have a stealth of 8 and a dexterity of 10, so roll that plus 3 dice.
15 on the dice. And you said, was 18 add?
Yeah, you're adding your dexterity and stealth.
Okay. 18, 28, 33. Now, I haven't seen Thomas fly before, though we're following an ozone trail back to Phoenix, so that suggests that he can fly.
Presumably. You run up this rope, and the man you don't recognize turns, and you jump to another rope that's in reach of the plateau just before he spots you.
Okay.
And you pull yourself up.
Okay. Well, going to the gym does work.
Thomas says, I know those idiots. I use them. His hands begin to steam. Fog starts to roll off of them. They think that physical ability is real power. I'm going to show them what real power is. And the woman says, just wait a moment. And she puts her hand on his shoulder. Allow the barrier craft to do their work. So he will hold his action. Ox says something clever like, all right, you Nazi bitches. And then spears himself into a group of 5 or 6 of them. 5 or 6 more dogpile on his back. The woman at the plateau looks down. She is holding her actions also. Mr. MacArthur, a.k.a. Primal, is going to follow after... He's going to follow after Ariana and leap feet first at a group of neo-Nazis. he kind of crosses his arms, almost like he's doing a dive into a pool, and bowls into a group of three or four of them that were coming towards Ox. What is Mina doing?
I'm going to hold my action. Mina's standing at the top of the staircase, kind of afraid because of her ethnic background.
So you're holding action? Soren.
What is holding Professor White in place? Is she hanging, or is she actually on a platform of some sort?
She is bound and tied up, and then hanging from a bent piece of rebar coming out of the plateau.
Soren should be able to see me, wouldn't he?
Like, you're hiding in general. Like,
I thought he just did some weird acrobatics thing.
Yeah, and he's still trying to avoid being spotted while on the plateau. Now, you do have the top-down person. I guess you would see him if you're looking from the top down. Or you would see someone else down there.
All right, so the three people there, dude. I'm quite acrobatic, so would it be possible for me to... How far away is where Aldridge hanging from where we are, or where I am?
She is one story down and 30 feet over.
Oof, I can't make that kind of jump. Is there anything I could use to kind of acrobatics my way over there? Anything I could swing from or climb across?
Yeah, there's like ropes that are connecting to each of the different floors, including the top floor.
I'll attempt to use those hanging ropes to swing over to where Aldridge, yeah, White is. Swing slash climb my way over to her. I'm not much use in a group melee.
So go ahead and make a dexterity roll. What's your acrobatics?
10.
Okay, so your difficulty is going to be 30.
So it's just acrobatics by itself? I mean, just dexterity by itself?
Yeah, because acrobatics just removes the penalty.
12 plus 2 dice, trying to make a 30? Chances look dim. Actually, can I use my elevator boon to help me get over there?
Yeah, if you want to spend your elevator boon, I'll let you do it.
All right, so yeah. Instead of trying to climb and swing and whatnot my way over there, I will cast a quick Awaz rune to glide my way over there with the help of the wind. So I jump from where we are and glide majestically over to where Professor White is.
You'll have an action left when you land there, because I don't think there's much opportunity for you to be stealthy doing this.
Well, they already know we're there, so...
Yeah, Reflection had the opportunity to be stealthy. You jumping down that plateau, you do not.
I'm okay with that.
The woman says, "Is that one of your classmates? Kill him. Show me your loyalty." As you fly down, Thomas snaps his hand out, trailing smoke, and a bolt of lightning erupts from his hand.
See, within short range of me, maybe you get that minus 3. You might get lucky.
He is not within close range of you. You're in the basement, and they are on the third floor plateau.
Ah, okay.
What about me? Is he close to me?
I'm now 30 feet away from you.
I'd like to intercept if I could. I mean, my snakes can reach... What's their reach? Their range?
Your snakes can reach out to medium range.
Is he past that?
No, he's at short range to you.
Since I do have some snakes that can emit electricity, would they be able to... I don't know the right word. Like, take that electricity, like, ground it. Like, could I send one out to, take the shot. Right.
You want to block the attack basically using your snake and relying on your electrical resistance to not take too much damage from it.
Words.
You can definitely try that.
All right.
You would make an active defense roll. You'll have to beat his attack roll. And if you succeed, you will take the hit for... Cool. All right, go ahead and roll.
47 and 1-6.
Your snakes shoot from your head, intercepting this bolt of lightning before striking Soren, and... The damage you take is 14 minus your armor, which, because it's electrical damage, you have 9 armor against that.
Plus the 6 you rolled?
Oh, I'm sorry, 10 armor because you have a 6. So you're currently at 5 stamina, and you just took 4 more damage.
Huh, well.
But okay, I will give you one of Soren's healings, which, how much is that?
6.
Right. So you have 7 stamina left. Soren did say he healed the people at the party. That would include you.
Thanks.
Soren will give you a thumbs up and as thanks for blocking the lightning.
Okay. Seeing that Mina has blocked the lightning, the woman looks at you and kind of opens her hands up and attempts to leech the psychic force from your mind. So that is a 40 against your mental defense.
I'll take an active mental defense.
All right, so roll two dice.
Three dice. My discipline adds to my mental defense.
Okay.
And for shits and giggles, I'll explode the dice. Well, that's exactly 40.
That is a partial hit, which means you can take one of a couple of options. She can be disoriented and lose her next action, exposed, and you will get a plus 10 to anything you do to her on the next turn. It can be a glancing blow where she takes half damage. They can suffer harm, or you can get a free attack on her.
I'll take a free attack.
Okay, so did you roll any sixes?
Unfortunately not.
Then you're going to suffer 7 wounds. So go ahead and take your free attack on her.
As she does her little mental tricks, I will shake it off.
Just a quick correction. Those 3 wounds were applied to your constitution. So any rolls involving your constitution are at a minus 15 penalty, but you don't actually take any stamina damage.
Would rather take the stamina damage.
I bet you would. So go ahead with your attack.
So as her little mental tricks wash over my mind, I will mostly ignore it through the power of my discipline. Do a quick step forward and slash at her stomach with my sword.
Okay.
38, defended by quickness.
She will spend her other action for an active defense. She opens her hand. She begins leeching the psychic energy from your body. You lunge at her with your sword, and she jumps back, swinging on a rope to stay on the plateau.
I'll give a half grin and go, quick little mind fucker, aren't you?
She smiles. Downstairs, Jester starts screaming at the barrier craft who have jumped on Ox. Their clothes are being shredded as he's shouting profanities at them. The other man that's on the plateau will attempt to grab Sorin. And that's a 54 to hit, defended by toughness.
Defended by toughness? With yes. A 54? Fuck me.
Well, it's about to get a lot worse.
I really don't want this guy grabbing me. So that wouldn't actually help me because that's speed. That helps me. Alright, I'm going to burn a little willpower. I use the talent advantage from perception to add it to my defense. Putting me up to a 32.
That's really not a toughness defense.
Yeah, I was just to realize that. Could I use a barrier to try and protect me from being grabbed?
You could. And you'll have to be... You'll need to roll your power to see if you can pull up that barrier before he touches you.
Yeah, I'm pretty much hosed either way. Well, crap. If I spend willpower to either explode dice or do amazing critical as part of a rapid maneuver, does it only affect one of the actions I take?
No, it affects the total roll.
Well, I've resigned myself to getting grabbed, so can I do a rapid action to try and get off 2 attacks to him before he actually grabs me?
If you want to try and interrupt his attempt to take to you and make 2 attacks, you still have to beat his roll.
Alright, I'm fine with that. So, I'll rapid slash him twice.
Well, you're going to use rapid slash and that hits twice, correct?
Yeah. I'm going to go with amazing critical and explode the dice.
Okay, I need to get a 54 to get this off before he hits you.
I could really use a 6.
Come on, Mike.
I got a 6. Alright, so 22. So you get plus 5 for every 6 you roll, so that puts me at a 27. Nice. 67.
Because you exploded the dice.
Yes. I would not have succeeded if I had not exploded the dice.
Describe. So he's reaching out for you. What do you do?
I'll snap my sword back from having taken the slice at her, and as his arms come at me, I will cut 2 slices, 1 to each of his arms, to either cut his arms off or to just knock them away from me.
I'm going to cut his arms off.
I'll cut his fucking arms off. That's how I roll. Ooh. Damn Nazis.
It's getting dark here now.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do to a Nazi that's not, you know, acceptable.
Nazis are people too, man.
Nah, you stop being a person when you become a Nazi. It's like a rule.
Do you sign over your rights as a human? What are you saying?
And how much damage is that?
I made 1 6. So that's 2 hits for 8, defended by quickness. And that cost me 4 willpower.
So he tries to get out of the way, but he was already committed. And you slice both of his arms. Now he is in front of you, while the woman and Thomas are behind you, just from the way you had to position yourself to do that.
Yep.
Mina, you still have an action held. You have one action left.
Did my sword look like it hurt him?
Oh, yeah. His arms are bleeding. Like, he cut like a normal person, even though he did try and get out of the way.
That means he'll actually take more damage at the end of the turn, too. Because my attack is lingering.
Go ahead.
On your next turn, he'll take more damage.
Sweet.
So he's going to try and hit you again.
I'm out of action, so...
He's going to try and touch you again. I'm sorry.
Why does everybody up here have to roll 5 dice? Fuck you.
And that's a 50 to hit you, defended by toughness.
I got nothing.
He says, little boys should not play with swords. And he plants his hand on your chest. It's as if your soul is being obliterated.
Ow.
Your skin is being flayed off as he touches you. And he does 17 damage, again, defended only by toughness.
Luckily, my rune scribe is actually technically a toughness defense.
So how much damage do you take?
I took 12. That tingled.
All right, so Mina, you have one action left.
How many people at a time can my snakes grab? Like, actually, I'd spend a willpower if I could grab all three of them and take an action with it. Or would that be multiple actions?
You could spend 2 willpower to grab all three of them if you wanted to try and do that.
If I could, I'd spend 2 willpower to grab a hold of all three of them and electrocute them. Like, just have the snakes grab a hold of their... I was going to say appendages, but I guess that includes other things. Grab a hold of their arms and legs, or possibly, like, by the throat, and electrocute the shit out of them. Because I'm tired of them messing with my friend.
Your BFFs?
No, that title's reserved for Ariana.
Oh, I am so honored.
Shouldn't sound honored.
So the question is, are you just trying to electrocute the three of them? Or do you want to trap them and electrocute them?
I wanted to trap them and electrocute them. I was just hoping that you wouldn't make me spend a 3rd willpower.
You'll need to spend 3 willpower.
Okay, I'll do that. And hope for the best. Because I would run out of willpower so fast.
So you'll roll your serpents?
This is 34 and no 6s.
Alright, let's see how that works out. Thomas is easily grappled. You also managed to capture the woman and the man. And you're doing electrical damage, although you didn't roll any 6s. Damage on your serpent's attack is what?
10.
You electrocute all three of them
mm-hmm.
as they struggle against your serpents.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's jump down to the basement and pick up with the barrier craft. As they now begin to dogpile onto Ariana.
All right. Now, for the record, since I use both of my actions, I can't do an active, right? Can I still offer a brace defense?
That's only for an active defense. However, that said, this is the start of a new turn. They're actually going first because they're the slowest.
Oh, I thought we were still on the previous one. My bad.
And keep in mind, you can interrupt their action with whatever you want to do. But they are going to come at you with knives and broken bottles. You know, one guy's got a pool cue.
All right, so at this... Okay, so I could still offer active defense then.
If you want to, yes.
And you know what? As much as I said bring it on, I don't feel like getting hit. So, yeah, I'll do that.
So spend an action, take your active defense. And their attack roll is a 36 to hit you.
All right. I rolled a 12 plus 24, 36.
All right. So that is a partial success, which means you can pick one of the following effects to apply to them. They're disoriented and lose their next action. Exposed, you'll get a plus 10 against them. It's a glancing, they only get glancing blows on you and it's half damage. They hurt themselves attacking you, or there's an opening for you to attack them.
See, I was already planning on doing a area effect attack on them with my other action. Alright, you know what? I'll let them hurt themselves, just because it seems appropriate somehow.
As they're like hitting you with the broken glass and stuff like that, like, they're getting hit with shards of glass themselves. They don't realize how hard your skin is. Like, it's like insanity all around.
Yeah, I just wish the clothes would last this long, too, but I guess I knew that was coming into this fight.
So you are going to take 4 damage minus your armor.
All right, so I soak at that, and I heal back the other 2 stamina I took before.
So you do take a minimum of 1 because you got hit. And then it's your turn. You have 1 action left.
I want to go ahead and take out all these guys in one fell swoop. I said, this time I'm going to actually hurt them unlike the other time.
Okay.
In the cafeteria.
Just as a reminder, because you're talking about a mob, you don't need to spend willpower to do an area effect. But if you do, you can hurt more of them at once.
Well, I don't know how many other people are in the area besides them, specifically. So I think it's safer if I was attacking the mob.
Down here, there's also Primal, Ox, and Jester.
If I were to spend the willpower to make this an area effect attack, it would affect them also.
Yes.
But if I just attack the mob as a group, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and explode my dice against my attack against the mob, since that effectively will work towards what I was trying to do in the first place.
So go ahead and make your roll.
All right. One other thing also. Can I use the pissed off pound?
Yeah, you can do that.
All right.
So you'd roll 17 plus 4 dice, and then if you're spending a willpower to make that exploding,
yeah,
you would double the dice value. All
right, so 17 plus 4 dice times 2. I rolled an 18 times 2 is 36. 46, 53, with 2 sixes in that roll.
Oh, that definitively hits them? You rolled 2 sixes, so that adds 4 to your damage. So what's your total damage?
13.
So what does that look like?
She's sitting there, let her take it, and then when she finally has enough, she basically says, enough is enough. Does the massive hand clap as hard as she could possibly do it, okay, shattering freaking planks around her, maybe earth flying past her from the dust being from the big huge wind piles that she's generating. Ear piercing slap because of how strong the wind is. Maybe got some guys' ears bleeding as a result.
So several of them go flying backwards. They like hit the walls. You have clearly knocked out several people with just by slamming your hands and sending out that wave of force.
Feeling kind of smug right now.
Reflection, you are still hidden on the plateau. You saw what just happened to Soren.
Well, right now between Soren and Mina, their attention is already taken other than me.
Right now their attention is primarily on Soren and Mina's snakes.
Okay, so try to grab Fessa White and get her off that rebar.
Give me a brawn roll.
Oh, jeez.
That's going to be your brawn plus strength and 3 dice. Or your strength and 2 dice if you don't have that.
Yeah, strength and 2 dice. 13, no sixes.
Your total is 13?
Unfortunately, yes.
I am going to give you a choice. You can either remain hidden and end up dangling from the rebar yourself, or expose yourself but not fall.
Okay, I'm off to stay hidden because apparently I can't save her by myself.
Well, what it was, you try and pull her up and you slip and you end up having to grab onto the rebar. Of course, since you're hanging off the plateau, no one sees you when they look.
Okay, so I guess, is anyone besides Professor White in range for me to touch them?
No, just Professor White.
And I'm not sure she has, I don't know if she has any abilities, or she's like soaring this mad loads of skill.
At this point, you don't know if she has any powers or not.
Okay, so I can't take that chance. Stay hidden while I try to think of another plan. I might. Oh, jeez.
I can actually picture you like hanging there, going, "Oh, jeez."
Yeah, that's about the size of it. What does fitness give you?
Fitness makes it harder to stagger you.
I may need that in a few minutes. Okay, just go ahead. I'm trying to think of something I could do.
Okay, Mina. So it looks like to break free of your snakes, they either need to roll Escape Artist or Brawn versus a difficulty of 34 twice or once versus a 44. Thomas will try and get free.
Okay.
And he fails miserably. He will try and use his weather controlling abilities to aid him. He will course lightning through the snakes to force them to move. Of course, they're already shocking him. And so he gets one hand free and starts pulling at his neck, but he is not completely loose yet.
Okay.
That is his turn. Ox is going to try and grab one of them. So he grabs one of the guys that's on his back and holding the neo-Nazi's arm with both of his hands, swings him like a bat into a group of guys, knocking them backwards, and then will charge into the group, scattering them as they get bowled over by the 7.5-foot-tall man. All right. The woman who is still entangled will try and pull herself free. 12, 20, 25, 35. Her bonus from Escape Artist. So that's a 40. Not enough to completely get free on one roll. So she will spend the rest of her turn trying to get free. 36, 34, 39. Okay. So she actually seems to know how to move a lot better than Thomas does and wrangles herself free, but that is her turn. Primal, who is downstairs dealing with the flood of neo-Nazis, will try to tear up a bit of the flooring and knock them onto the ground, easily sending 5 or 6 of them flying. And Mina, you still have Thomas and the man that you guys don't recognize grappling your snakes. What are you doing?
Well, can I use one action to grab the girl again, try and put her back in the same position and... So original, I'm going to execute them again.
Alright, so you want to roll to grab the woman.
24. So 36 and no sixes.
She seems to be zeroed in at this point, and she manages to avoid you as your snakes like lash out to grab her again.
I'm going to go ahead and electrocute the two people who are already entangled.
So go ahead and make your attack roll.
32, and this. Wait, was that in 1-6? Yeah.
Well, since they are grappled, that'll clearly hit them. The 1-6 gives you a bonus of 2 damage. And what's the damage on your snakes?
10.
So 12 damage. So that takes Butcher below, or that takes the guy below his stamina. So he will need to fight to stay conscious at this point.
Okay.
Which... Yeah, he's still up. Soren, what are you doing?
The people up here with me, are any of them, have they all acted?
So you know that Thomas and the woman have been struggling to get free.
Yeah. My big worry is big and ugly. Oh, actually, he takes damage. Unless he has a healing power or regenerates.
And it's what, half the original damage, so 3?
I thought I did 8.
Okay, so 4.
As he bleeds. Is he still up?
Yeah, he's still struggling.
So she's free, but she probably burned all her actions to stay free. He's going to try a little trick he hasn't used before. I'm going to burn a willpower to use my tool's boon on the hidden weapon for meddling, targeting the woman, as I cast an Iwa's rune in Merc's Stave, or the reversed version of the rune. So instead of granting strength, I will grant weakness to her. As he draws the rune backwards, and then... thrust the sword into it to transfer the crippling nature of the curse into her.
So meddling is half your power?
And he uses the sword at a value of 12.
Okay, so it would be a -6 for her actions the next turn.
Alright.
And you have one more action?
I'll do a rapid slash to her and to the big guy. One each.
Alright, let's take a quick look at Mina's power. I want to make sure you're aware of any ramifications.
I thought they were both free from her power. Or is it only the woman?
Only the woman's free.
Ah, okay, then no, I don't want to risk hitting the snakes.
Okay.
So I'll take two slashes at the woman.
All right, go for it.
Oh, yeah. So that's a 40.
That is a partial success.
Even with the damn meddling. Holy shit, I hate this woman.
Meddling doesn't affect the defense. It affects her rolls.
Oh, she didn't even take... Yeah, wow. This bitch got defense. I don't like her. Don't like her at all.
Pick one of these things that's going to apply to you. You are disoriented and lose your next action. You're exposed. They get a plus 10 against you. It's a glancing blow affecting only half the normal wounds. You take damage, or you open yourself up to an attack from her.
I'll lose an action. And that's two hits for 8 each.
All right. When you slice at her, her uniform splits open in a way you didn't expect, revealing a series of wires and tubing, and her appearance shifts across several different faces before returning back to the one that you saw.
Ew.
Steve, if you remember, I said you thought you, or I, it was 3 men originally, you realized that you were looking at a different person before she started speaking as a woman.
Interesting. Looking at the way for the wife tied up, is it possible to use Mina's snakes to grab her and pick her up without touching her? Can I grab the ropes without touching her?
Can you grab the ropes without touching her? Yes.
I just need to get up to where the snakes are so I can acquire the powers. I'll apologize later.
So you want to spend your other action to climb back up?
Yeah.
So you climb back up onto the plateau. Jester will continue to berate these people. Like, I can't believe you're freaking Nazis! Are you insane? What is wrong with you? And they're just getting cut left and right as he's screaming at them.
You know, this is one of those times I'm actually glad to have him around, because that's hilarious.
I mean, how stupid do you people have to be? I mean, literally, jackboots, thugs! Hugo Boss. So this actually plays into the guy's drives of Redeem the Aberrant Generation.
Yeah.
He will try and get free of Mina. He grabs the snakes that are closest to his hands, and they explode.
Ow.
And the ones by his feet, pulling himself free. And we'll actually call that his other action. We'll say that it's an attack on Mina. So that is...
My hatred for Nazis only grows.
That's a 55 to hit you, and defenses of toughness only apply.
He said a defense of what? What was his hit, 55?
55, and only toughness-based defenses apply. I don't think Mina's going to be able to avoid this.
No.
That is 18 damage.
You get 18 wounds off of defended by might.
Remember, you can always take a flesh wound if it's going to knock you out. I mean, you could reduce that damage.
Somebody needs to kill this asshole.
Yeah.
Good luck trying.
I only had 8 stamina, didn't I?
Alright, so you were at 8, and you took 17. That puts you at negative 10. You have a couple of options here. You can choose to be knocked out, and you will just be out of the fight. You can opt to fight on, which, if you do that, you'll need to make a constitution roll against a 25, but if you fail that, you'll end up dying at the end of your next turn. Now, Archie mentioned that you can use a flesh wound.
Mm-hmm.
So if you spend 2 willpower, your current willpower is 6, you would heal 6 damage right now.
Willpower is 3, because I spent 3.
Oh, that's right. So your current willpower is 3. If you spent 2 willpower, you would heal 3, and that would reduce the difficulty to a 22. The trick is your constitution's only a 5.
I mean, what do you guys think?
You only got 2 options, really. It's either go unconscious or die in a blaze of glory.
Well, you can also take injuries.
I always forget about injuries.
Either way, I'd be like out for the count.
Yeah, you can take 3 injuries. Each one reduces your damage by 1, but it's a consistent minus 10 penalty. So minus 10, minus 20, minus 30. But that plus a flesh wound would drop the damage by 6. You'd only be at negative 4, which means you'd have to get a 19.
Hey, Arch.
Yeah, dude, what's up?
Is it possible that you can get out of the basement on your own?
Ariana would say, there's no doubt. That's the condition. I'm sure I could.
No, I'll try the roll, and I will like spend a willpower to explode my dice and see what happens.
All right, are you going to take the 3 wounds off them?
Yes.
Or 3 injuries?
Yes.
That's risky.
Since you're exploding your die roll, you're going to need to roll a 7 or higher.
Oh, dear God. On 2 dice?
2 dice.
Oh. It's okay.
As I described before, it is like a wave of obliteration that rolls over your body, and it just shreds you from the inside out as your flesh is being stripped off. You fight to stay conscious, but this may be your last few moments. But you'll have until your next turn. Now, if you can get healing in that time, there might be, you know, hope for you. Otherwise, you're in a lot of trouble. New turn. There are only 3 or 4 of the barrier craft still conscious in the basement. They start running to get away from the collection of heroes. Ariana, what are you doing?
At this stage of time, do I know what's going on with... What's her name?
If I had to guess, I'd say she probably screamed really loudly, because that probably hurt a lot. And probably a couple seconds before that, Soren yelled very loudly, because it really fucking hurt. But so, you know, there's been some pain screams above from your allies.
So the neo-Nazis I was fighting are pretty much... They're dispersing.
Yes.
So now it's just a matter of seeing how the friends are doing. And from my vantage point, I could see who.
We'll make a perception roll.
Ooh, perception. That's a sense in 2 dice since I don't have it. Okay. Actually, my perfection adds today, right? To my sense?
Yes, it does.
All right. So I actually get 3 dice on it.
Yep, 19 plus 3 dice.
All right, so 19 plus 15, 34.
All right, so yeah, you can maneuver even like looking over your shoulder whenever someone screams. You have a pretty good idea of what's going on. You just saw Mina's snakes be obliterated and half the skin on her face blown away as she collapsed to one knee. Or the snakes that were specifically touching this man.
So she's about to die. Can I tell that much?
I will stick by what I'm saying. You just saw 4 of her snakes become obliterated, and she is missing the flesh on like half of her face.
I don't have any first aid skills to help her.
All right. If I may interrupt for one quick second.
Go ahead.
I go after she does, but can I choose to take an action before her turn without having to try and interrupt someone?
Yeah. Yeah, you just lose the tactical advantage of knowing what other people are doing.
All right. So yeah, I'll just choose to take my turn early if Archie doesn't mind.
No, go right ahead. I'm the slow one anyway, so if you're going to help her, then I can go ahead and do something else.
Because it's just the way I am, I'll take a rapid action to slash big and ugly and then do a movement to where Mina is. So I'll stab him and then withdraw. Stick and move.
I will remind you this is a new turn. Go ahead and make your attack roll.
I'll use discipline to support my attack since I've taken more than 10 wounds.
Okay. That'll last until the end of your turn for physical, you know, hand-to-hand or melee attacks.
And that'll give me another die because I don't have any talents. That's 44 defended by quickness.
Okay.
And, because I assume I probably have to say this before I know whether or not it hit, I'll use my total devastation boon for this attack.
Oh, boy. I was just looking this shit up. That's no joke.
Oh, also he took 4 wounds at the when I took my action.
Okay. 1 second here.
Gotta remember that lingering.
And what was your attack roll?
44.
Alright, so I'm at a... He is going to try and grab the blade before you can stab him.
Seems like a horrible decision.
Have you noticed what he can do with his touch? So that's 35, 40, 49, 51, 52, or 50, 51. What was your total?
44.
So he slams his hands down on the blade. There is an explosion of mystical force that sends him flying across the room as he slams into the wall and slumps down. But you are holding the hilt of Tearfang and the broken blade.
This is just like our second fight. Fuck. Third.
Remember, dying team member. Putting firmly out of his mind the fact that this guy just broke his artifact, he will turn and casting a quick Awaz rune, he will summon the wind to glide him over to where Mina is. I will drop to a knee next to Mina, dip my finger into her blood, and focus my willpower to enhance my healing rune as I cast a healing rune into her. I'll use two. I will kick my secondary roll into a full roll and boost my healing.
How much does that heal?
All right, so that'll heal her for 3, and it has a lingering effect.
So it'll heal her for 3 for how many turns?
Each turn for 5 turns.
Each turn you get medical healing, you get another attempt. You're going to keep healing, and that extends it for 1 more turn.
Thank you. I thought I was going to make it.
Ariana.
So the major baddie right now is out.
One of three.
She's going to try to go up there and engage the closest of the other two enemies that are not down. Because she's kind of in a fury right now because of her friend being so grievously injured.
Besties.
I just don't know if one of my drives accounts or added to this at all. But.
Well, which drive would you want to use?
It's not about respecting others. I'm not that shallow. I think she's not going to... I don't know. I don't know if any of these are applicable.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, the plateau is long range to you. Basically, you're in the basement. They're on a section of flooring that's on the third floor. There is ropes and rigging that you can try and climb, or you can try and, like, jump from plateau to plateau. It's up to you.
Okay, if I wanted to get up there in this, right there and then, what would be involved? Because you can only do one increment normally with jumping?
You would need to roll a 60 or higher.
Well, what's Mina's range?
Mina's range is medium.
Medium, okay.
If he goes for the whole exposing himself, can he take 2 moves?
Sprinting exposes you, so you use your surprise defense until the end of the turn, but it lets you move farther.
Ah. But you'd still need a 60 to make it there in 1 action?
Uh-huh.
So let me do it in 2. I'll take my full action and get up there. Can I do it in 2?
Yeah. Go ahead and spend your first turn to move. Go ahead and make a movement roll.
Okay, I got the jumping plus the, what's that, strength, right?
Strength and perfection.
Yeah, so that's...
30 plus 4 dice.
Yeah.
Well, with an explosive, good roll and exploding the dice, you might be able to make it there in 1.
I got the willpower. You know what? What the hell? I'll explode him.
Explode him.
That's 1 willpower?
Yep.
Alright, so let's do this. 10, 16, 32. That does it. Plus 30.
All right, so describe to me what this looks like. Like, is this like one big jump? Is it a number of small jumps from floor to floor?
Nah, I don't see her doing that. It's too agile for her. Oh, she has the agility anyway, but... All right, basically, Ariana's just fury at this point. You know, it's like, you've seen her. She knows she's the bitch. Now she's just feeling the bitch. She leaps up there, grabbing anything she can with her single-minded focus to try to get the person that hurt her. Tearing the timbers as she has nothing on her sort of mind but trying to get to that person to get to these people that have been hurting her friends. And do I get up there in that 1 action?
Yes.
All right. So, and with that, I'm going to go ahead and attempt to do Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and try to do the pissed off pound against that target.
Which target?
The who was the closest one that was next to me?
Well, right now it's the woman and Thomas.
Let's save the woman for now. Thomas is going to feel a whole different type of pain. I'm going to spend another willpower to blow those dice.
The princess is angry.
If I thought it was a, I don't think it's an atonement issue here, and me just defending my friends doesn't really apply into the noblesse oblige. So I don't think it does. Anyway, let me just give it a gallus try and see what happens. Okay, four dice doubled plus my plus 17. All right, so that's 10, 20, 37.
Your attack roll is a 37?
Yeah, I don't think I did it.
And, well, no, we're on a new turn. So that, oddly enough, does make a difference. Let me double check. All right, so that is going to hit.
All right, and I had no sixes in there, so no extra damage.
Okay.
So what's that? So this is 9.
So you leap up there, she staggers back, just surprised that you're there, and then you just like slam into her with a punch, or what does that look like?
Oh yeah, I was basically just doing that big mighty leap up into the air. I had that fist already reeled back, and then just solid connect.
So she takes the hit, but whatever makes up her suit does seem to protect her to some degree.
All right.
Reflection, what are you doing?
Did Mina get a chance to pull all... Did all the snakes get obliterated, or just the ones that were on that one guy?
The ones that were on that guy, but the other snakes would have fallen limp at that point.
But they're still connected to her, though.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll still go with my plan and try to touch the snake, get her power, and rescue Professor White by grabbing the ropes.
You will spend one action to grab one of the limp snakes, and your perceptions shift as you become more Mina-like. So if you want to make a strength roll, right now your strength is 5, but you get to add your dreadnoughts of 12. So you're rolling 17 plus 3 dice to try and lift up Professor White.
17 plus 3 dice. 27.
With the aid of the snakes, this is actually pretty easy. The snakes wrap around the ropes, and you pull her up.
Cool.
The woman says, "Hurricane, grab Butcher." Thomas will leap from the plateau, lightning crackling from his hands and carrying him, almost creating this arc as he flies across to where Butcher landed on the other side of the wall.
I thought it was him.
And he will spend an action to... Or spend a second action to pull him up over his shoulder. Ox will start running up the stairs and into another group of neo-Nazis. The woman will look up at where Soren and Mina are. Soren, in your head, you can hear her speaking. She says, "Don't think you can run from me so easily, boy. I've tasted your mind, and I know your fear." And as she says this, there is a blade of psychic energy. It's almost like a crescent of like purple force appears before her and flies out towards Soren.
This should be fun.
So that is a 54 to hit. Oh, sorry, 55 to hit.
Yeah, that hits. I got no action, so.
And that is 11 damage defended by quickness.
I'll spend one of my last two willpowers to make my rune scribe defended by defends mental.
Defends quickness.
Yeah, sorry, defends quickness. With a quick thought, I will slightly alter the Al-Yiz, the magic of the Al-Yiz runes to try and help deflect this. So at least I'll get some armor out of it.
Okay.
How much did you say, 11?
11, yes.
So I take 6. So that puts me at minus 4. I can actually make the not die roll without even needing to roll.
You got it, then. Don't worry about rolling.
I think I can go up to minus 8 before I have to worry about rolling. Ah, Soren is getting his ass kicked. Of course, he can't complain. Mina got her ass kicked much worse.
That dying part's kind of her fault anyway. My fault.
He ain't dying. Not while Soren's there to heal you.
Not while I'm around.
Yeah, so she takes her second action to drop the three stories.
So she jumped down after I jumped up.
Yes.
Seacrest, out!
Primal, he is going to leap onto the ropes and try to get to Mina as fast as possible. I'm going to burn 4 willpower for an amazing critical and to explode the dice.
I'm destined to die.
Oh, that's hilarious.
All right, let's see. I got a 8 on 4 dice. So 8, 16, and he had to get a 80 to get up to Mina on one turn. So he leaps up, grabs onto one of the ropes, uses it to swing over to another rope, and swing over to another rope before slamming into a wall. And he kind of does that cool, like, leg slidey thing, but he does not make it all the way to the top. Mina, you have a turn.
Well, I have medical, so I can heal myself, just, you know, one wound. Or not wound, just...
Yeah, one wound. Alright.
So, I'm gonna do that.
Okay, you're gonna heal again next turn, and that puts you into positive stamina?
Awesome.
So you're not gonna die.
No.
Well, you'll actually end up being fully healed before too long.
Awesome.
Because it's going to heal you for another 15 total by the time it runs out.
Ah! It lasts for 5 turns or 6 turns?
I thought it was 5.
It lasts for 5 turns, but the initial turn does also heal, so you get healed 6 times.
Thanks. That's shocking.
Well, he burned 2 extra willpower to boost it up to a 3 instead of a 1.
Thank you.
So, Jester being down on the ground floor with a supervillain...
cheeses it?
He may talk a good game, but his muscle is running after another mob of Nazis, so he is going to follow suit to make sure that Ox has support.
Yes. So that Ox has support...
Alright, new turn. The ground begins to shake.
Soren will just sigh and go, what the fuck now?
And in the base, a series of screws the size of, like, starting from a point and probably ending, it's like a meter at the base, but 3 screws start burrowing up from below the basement, pulling a what looks almost like a tank. Ariana, you are on the plateau with Reflection, who currently looks like Mina, and is holding Professor White. Across from you on the same floor, there's a gap in the way, is Hurricane and Butcher. Butcher appears to be unconscious. Hurricane is holding him. And in the basement where you just were is the woman along with this burrowing tank. One floor up is Soren and Mina.
Looking a little worse for wear.
Okay. She doesn't want to see these people get away with what they've done. Her friends seem to be okay for the most part now, right? So...
That's kind of hard to say. You just saw Soren get cut across his back.
Oh, there was someone... Okay. So he didn't get attacked while he was up there?
Yeah, he got attacked while he was up there. She hit him with a blade of force before she jumped down.
But they're not up there hurting him right now, right?
No one's attacking them at the moment, no.
Okay. So since they're all downstairs, trying to beat feet in those vehicles.
There is just one vehicle.
Oh, all right. I have no idea how tough that thing is. But if they need that to get the hell out of here, I'm going to deprive them of it. I'm going to go ahead and what I wanted to do is take advantage of the momentum falling in order to try to crash through the freaking vehicle and take it out.
If you want to spend a willpower, you can add your jumping to your attack.
I think I'm talking more about the damage.
So you want to use your jumping, which would automatically give you a +2 to your damage.
Okay.
Just for having that added in there. And then your jumping is... 8. I take another -10 on your heavy blow to get an extra +3. So you would roll your pissed off pound at a 15, and you would do 14 damage instead of 9.
So far I'm spending 1 point or 2 points to get the jumping?
That is just 1 point of willpower.
Okay, 1 point for the jumping. And then if I wanted to go ahead and give myself for this attack that devastation boon?
If you wanted to spend another willpower, you could add devastating, which would give you another 4 points of damage.
Ah, oh, what the hell, I'll do it.
Death from above. 17, 4 dice doubling. Have fun. Come on.
And remember, it's one more willpower if you want to explode the roll.
Oh, yeah, well.
So you're spending 2 willpower, and you're rolling 15 plus 4 dice and doing 19 wounds. Or 19 damage.
All right, so.
18 damage, sorry.
Well, I rolled 17 plus 17, that's 34.
All right. Did you roll any sixes?
Yes, 1 6.
All right, so that's 18, so that's 20 damage. These things, it's a tank. It's not hard to hit. You come down on this thing. What does your leap down look like?
She will go ahead, leap up against the ceiling, and thrust with both legs straight down. Hammer fist, rearing up her hands as she tries to do a double hand smash against the tank. With us, you know, and screaming out, you're not getting away.
So you leap down, and metal rins under your fists. The tank is not destroyed, but you shear off one of the drills. You have one more action left.
Well, you know what? You got 2 people down here, right?
Well, no, you have the tank, and you have the woman.
All right, so I will go ahead and use the drill that's still in my hand against the woman to try to hit her again.
Well, all right, just to be clear, the drill is in your hand. Like, you came down with a double hammer fist, and when you hit the tank, you sheared the drill.
Ah, okay, you too.
Now, all you right. can spend an action to pick that up, to use it.
Well, it's not going to do any extra damage, really, is it?
No, it will do extra damage. It will absolutely do extra damage.
Of course, if I go to grab it, I wouldn't be able to attack her, right? Unless I use some willpower to get the extra...
You wouldn't be able to attack her this turn.
Nah, you know what? I think it...
Unless you get 3 willpower for one more action.
And I don't have it.
Okay.
So, anyway, let me just go ahead and hit her with the pissed off pound.
Okay.
Nah, you know what? Yeah, it's flavor. I'm going to go ahead and go with the flavor. I'm going to go ahead with it. Well, actually, I'm just trying to think. Okay, she smashes the thing. I would love to be able to use the whole tank against her.
If you want to try and lift that tank, that's on you.
I'm going to do it. Frack it. We're going to do it live. Here you go. I'm going to go ahead and try to lift the I'm going to use the tank against her.
All right. Give me a brawn roll. All
right. What kind of target am I going to have to...
55.
All right, I got 2 willpower left. How can I use it?
Let's see. You get strength, your power, and brawn.
Oh, perfection.
That's her power.
Oh, never mind.
No, you were right. I'm just saying that's her power.
Yeah.
All right, so strength is 10, perfection is 12, brawn is 6. That's 22... 28. If you spend 1 willpower to double your roll, your brawn automatically gives you a plus 5.
All right. And I think I'll do that.
You're rolling 28 plus 4 dice with double the roll. Your total has to be higher than 55.
All right. I got another willpower left. I'm going to use it.
Well, actually, it would be, if he's using explosive dice, it would be a base of 32 because of the plus 33 because of the plus 5.
You're right, 33, and you need to roll a 22 or higher on 4 dice. Well, you need to roll an 11 or higher on 4 dice.
That's below average.
All right, what can I got to use the other willpower, I think, just to make it a little more assured.
What are you spending that willpower on?
That's the thing I try to remember what's appropriate for this.
You can go with a talent support.
Intimidation? I think me trying to lift up that tank is to slam her with it is kind of a scary-looking sight.
I would say either your provoke, which is defined as bitch, or never back down.
Either one of them is kind of low, but... Oh, fudge. Why not? All right, let's get a good roll. Good roll.
Big money, no whammies.
What the fudge?
How much was the talent you added?
4.
4.
Then you made it.
Just enough.
I think you might have just made it.
Let's see. You rolled a 9. So that's 18. And you had 33.
I need an 11, you told me, on the 4 dice. Never back down adds another 4 to that.
Right.
So that's enough to bring me just to the...
Barely made that. Holy shit.
What it looks like when Ariana picks up the fucking tank.
I'm just picturing her heels digging into the freaking ground as she's... The metal bends in her hands as she goes ahead and pulls that whole tank up from over her head, just looking at her with this mean-ass look. She says, the only thing that look is going to say is, I'm going to fuck you up. Excuse me, language.
I think that deserves a splash panel.
All right. That splash panel came in a little bit late, but I will apply that splash panel to her next action.
I just realized, like, holy shit, that's a splash panel from a fucking comic.
Yes.
And, of course, I can't do anything now until the next round, so.
But you're kind of holding her escape route in your hand. Hands. It takes 2 hands, you know.
Yeah, I'm assuming 2 hands.
All you need now is the witty one-liner when you throw it at her.
Reflection. What are you doing?
Since Mina was able to reach from where she is to here, I should use her snakes to get over to where she is.
Yes, actually. Damn. You would need to spend 1 willpower. But yes, you could do that.
Okay.
But that's basically using her snakes as a means of travel.
Basically, I'm trying to get over to her so I can pick her up while carrying First White and start getting out of the building.
Okay.
Because if she hits the wrong walls, there's a whole building coming down. I want to be on the roof and have the best chance of surviving that. So first action is getting over there. I think I'm spending my last willpower, I think. And the next one is to pick Mina up carefully and start. And next round I'll start heading out.
All right.
We actually had 2 will left. So I still have 1 left. Okay, cool.
Hurricane, seeing Ariana pick up a tank and you guys regrouping, also the fact that Primal is 1 story below him, will use his electricity or his lightning to blow out one of the plywood coverings over a window and launch himself along with Butcher. Ox, who is on the first floor, is in the middle of a sea of neo-Nazis. He's got like 1 in each hand, turns and looks at Ariana, knocks their heads together, and then looks back at them and points. And says, I'd run. The woman who's at the basement along with Ariana. Ooh. All right. We are going to have to do very horrible things because she's not ready to give up. She will open up her palms and try and siphon the psychic energy from Ariana. So that's a 7. Alright, that is a 38.
Not that it makes that much difference against my mental defense of 7.
And that is... She's going to use her penetrating boon. So that is 9 damage, 7 penetrating.
9 damage, 7 pen?
Although I think you have 2 mental armor, so 7 would have gone through anyway. She don't know that, though. So you are going to take a -5 to any constitution rolls until that heals. For each wound, so that's a -35 to constitution rolls.
Ow. -35 to constitution rolls?
Uh-huh. And you can see the cuts on her chest and bruises from the fight above begin to heal.
I'm truly torn about which of these 3 Nazis I hate most.
Thank you. That means I did my job.
Yeah.
So Primal will make the rest of the way up to Mina and Soren and now Reflection and Miss White, or Professor White, and he says, all right, who needs medical attention now?
I wouldn't worry about Mina. I put a lot of power into healing her, and she should be fine. Soren, however, has basically is bleeding everywhere at the moment.
He will tear off like a strip from his pants to make a tourniquet for where Soren is cut and try and help him out. So you will heal 1 wound. So Jester is downstairs screaming, you people should run away. Don't you see what we can do? I realize you're stupid, but you're
freaking neo-Nazis, but look at that!
Did you turn the tank upside down, or, like, did you grab it on the side? How's that working out?
I'm trying to think about it offhand. Since the tank was right side up when I grabbed it, if there is a right side up, it looks like it's a tunneling vehicle anyway. I just grabbed the back of it, raised it up over my head.
So you grabbed the back of it. You're holding it up longwise. I'm going to do something really stupid first.
Oh, boy.
Remember I told you this was like a tank?
Oh, God.
Well,
really?
So it's going to rear around to try to shoot me?
Well, the primary turreted weapon is going to shoot itself in the foot, so to speak.
What idiot's driving that thing?
A bunch of panicking Nazis.
Quick, let's shoot the superhuman with a tank who can literally pick us up. I'm sure that'll turn out well.
So what I'm going to do, since they can't really target you from where you're at, but it's a primary gun on a tank, and it's just shooting down, you know, a whopping 6 feet, is I'm just going to apply half the damage.
Splash damage?
Yeah. So it's 10 damage from the gun, and there's just like this hail of rocket explosion everywhere.
10 damage.
Minus your armor.
Alright, my armor's 8.
It is now Ariana's turn. So we said we were going to give her the splash panel.
So since I spent all the thing about it now, right? So I get the benefit from it this attack?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're going to get the splash panel.
All right. Well, this is the moment we've been waiting for. She smashes. I'm going to knock you to itty bitty pieces and bury you alive. I don't know how the improvised weapon bit works with it.
All right, so you bring the tank down on top of her.
Yeah. Hard.
Go ahead and set 3 dice of your roll to a 6 automatically, because it's a splash panel.
3 dice to a 6?
Uh-huh.
All right, since I already had a 6, the others mix it 4 sixes.
All right, and then you're going to get either +4 wounds, stagger her for 1 action, knock her down. At this point, I would just suggest going for the most wounds. I mean, well...
Let's go for the wounds, then.
All right, the tank's going to add 6.
Holy shit, this is going to be ridiculous.
The advantageous blow from the splash panel is going to add 4, and then you rolled 4 sixes.
Jesus Christ.
So that's 8. So that's 18 plus... How many is your damage normally?
Ariana's damage normally... I'm assuming the regal fisticuffs, right?
Well, it's up to you. She still gets an action. Like, she might dodge this.
I'm just going to do the regular one. Because I have no willpower in order to guarantee the shot.
So that's 27 on the attack roll plus 24. So yeah. 51. Yeah. You are slamming a tank down on top of her, or trying to.
Unless you want to try to do something crazy, like have some kind of environmental damage that affects everybody by taking some trouble. After all, tanks have fuel.
She tries to get out of the way, and you bring this tank down on her. What's the damage from recoil fisticuffs normally?
6.
So 24 damage. It is a partial success. You get to pick. Are you disoriented from this and lose your next action? Are you exposed?
Leave me exposed.
All right. So she's going to take 24 damage. Let's see how that works out for her.
Ouch.
I half expected the damn tank to explode.
Well, you always have the option to get some willpower back by creating your own disaster.
That's true.
Remember what happened the last time you decided to do that, and we ended up getting attacked by all the gangs?
I'll give you a willpower if you let me blow up the tank.
Well, I didn't know it was loaded. I just hope everybody else gets hurt in the process. At least not you guys, anyway.
I'm leaving this one totally on you.
Do it. Do it, Dave.
All right. So this tank comes down on top of her, and it, as you slam it into her, it looks like she's about to get away, and it explodes, throwing you back for 18 points of damage, and she's in the basement, so it doesn't really knock her through the wall. The suit she's wearing shorts out, revealing a completely different appearance through the smoke and rubble. Problem is, you don't have much time to look at it because the building's coming down. Reflection. The building is starting to collapse. What are you doing?
The scaffolding that was around the building, is that actually attached to the building or attached to the sidewalk?
It's attached to the building, but it's just like bolted on. And like the foundation is really what's holding it up. That scaffolding's not going to support it.
Okay. Then the closest rooftop is try to get over there.
Give me a movement roll. If you want to spend another willpower to use Mina's snakes to help you, you can. While in her body, your dexterity is 8.
But I still get my 12 for running, though.
Yes. If you spend a willpower, you can get a plus 12 and an extra die from her dreadnoughts.
Okay. Yeah. So that leaves me at 0 will. Glad the fight's over. And so was it 4 dice, you said?
4 dice. So 20 plus your 12, so 32 plus 4 dice.
22, 32, 6, 37, 1, 6.
You are going to fall short. Oh, no, you got a 6, sorry. You just barely make it to the next rooftop. What does that look like?
Okay, now is he carrying Mina or is Primal carrying her?
You're carrying Mina along with Professor White.
Okay. So I'm racing across the rooftop to get to the edge. Whatever snakes are not being used to hold them up, grabs the edge of the building and pushes as he jumps. So it's like a snake-assisted jump going across here, and then catching on the edge of the roof on the other side and clambering up. Look back to see what happened to everybody else.
Ox will grab Jester and try and plow through the walls as he realizes the building's coming down.
So now Ariana and Primal, let's see what happened to these guys.
Primal will reach a hand out for Soren. Do you take his hand, or what are you doing?
Soren will shake his head, and for the third time today, cast the Ewaz rune to glide back to where the primary section of the fighting he did was, to collect the shards of his broken sword.
That's going to be your turn.
And the last of my willpower.
Primal is going to stay in the building and hold his action. Mina was carried across. All right. The building comes down. Soren, you are grabbing the fragments that you can.
As he picks them up, he's sliding them into the sheath before putting the hilt in there to hold them all in.
The next thing you know, Primal is on top of you. And he slams you to the ground as the roof collapses on top of him. Guys, fall. Reflection, Mina, you have the best view of this. Ariana, you are underneath as well.
I'm in the rubble, right?
Yeah, you're caught in the collapse. And that is 20 wounds, minus your armor, of course. Soren, since you're protected by Primal, let's call that 10 for you.
Hey, what do you know? The one healing I received from Primal will actually come in handy. I don't have to roll to stay awake.
Actually, can I use my impervious to protect myself from that damage?
Yes. Reflection, Mina, you see the building come down on Soren, Primal, and Ariana. What are you two doing?
Okay, well, check on Professor White here and make sure she's actually okay.
Do you have medical?
I was afraid you were going to ask that.
Well, this is just a check on Professor White.
I have medical.
All right. Mina has medical, and she will help you. So why don't you roll your intelligence plus 2 dice, and Mina roll your intelligence and medical and 3 dice.
Let's see how much is running together.
15.
Nice.
11.
24.
Oh, we all roll 3s.
That's you roll 3s also?
I roll 2 3s.
She has scorch marks at the base of her neck. She might be out for 2 or 3 days.
Ouch. Taser?
More likely a lightning bolt.
Possibly.
Okay. Ariana, since you were impervious, you are the first to pull yourself from the rubble. What do you see? Actually, since it takes you some time to pull yourself free, I will ask you guys as a collective, what are Ox, Jester, and the observing Fireball doing when they see the building come down?
Wow.
I'm pretty brain dead.
I, for one, would think they'd be like, holy shit.
You think they're just going to stand by and watch?
Well, I think Ox may help try to find out Rihanna, because she's actually proven that she's not just an ordinary girl.
Okay.
So it may have won a little bit of compassion for him.
I think it makes sense for him to go for Ariana and not Sori.
Well, yeah, that's a given.
Not so much necessarily because he respects her. Well, actually, shit, I lost my train of thought. I was thinking because more in terms of
teenagers and hormones.
I think really more in terms of streak of cred. She gave her credit because of the feat she pulled off.
Yeah, definitely picking up a tank and then slamming it down and taking an explosion, that's some cred.
Yeah, school will be talking about that for freaking weeks.
Well, that brings up another question that we'll discuss at a different time.
Yeah, I don't think anyone in the school is going to find out about this.
So, Ariana, you are digging your way out, and you find Ox just picking up slabs, and he's trying to get to you as you're trying to get out.
All right, so I do that outstretched hand through the rubble to let him know where I'm at.
All right, so he'll, like, pull you up. like I pick up Riker. No.
Yeah. This confused, dangling Ariana.
All right, so Soren, what happened to Primal?
Well, I imagine he got hurt. How much did Mina take? Not Mina. All right, I take like 20 wounds if she hadn't been impervious.
It was 20 wounds, yes.
So I imagine Primal's a little fucked up. I would probably say he's fairly well stunned, but he's not down and out.
All right, so he's holding on. Like, you're pressed up against him. Your head is in his armpit. And he's saying things like, just hold on. I'm bearing the weight. We have oxygen. They will find us. They will find us.
I can see Fireball from here, right?
He was on an adjacent building. Yeah, what's he doing?
Okay. Well, Reflection whistles, gives attention, and points toward Professor White.
Okay.
And he heads down to go and try to find Soren and Primal. I mean, with the snakes, you can grab a lot of rubble.
So you're going to go down also?
Yeah, I was going to say I was going to go down there and try and move shit around. Just toss. Probably not the best idea to just have my snakes just tossing rubble.
I think it's reasonable to say you're pretty frantic at the moment, though. Reflection as Mina and Mina herself dig out Primal and Soren a few minutes later. And
pick them up with their snakes. Same as Ariana.
Well, that would be Mina. If Steve did that, if Reflection did that, he would stop being Mina.
Oh, that's right. Oh, he picked them up and they just...
the snakes would disappear and they would fall.
Oh, shit. All right, well, then, I guess me.
Who gets here first? The emergency services or Moondog, Solomon, and Aldrich? Remember, you're in a place that emergency services really don't come, but a building did collapse.
I'd put my money on Moondog.
Yeah, weren't they already on their way anyways?
They were.
There's going to be a lot of questions if we're there. I tell you that much.
Get the fuck out of here before the cops get here.
A very quiet helicopter with blades that you don't really see because they're in wing puts itself down. Aldrich shoots out in a streak to grab Primal. Is everyone okay? Who's hurt? What can I do? How can I help?
Okay. Yeah, Primal. Seems to be the worst hurt right now.
I don't know. I'm at -8 stamina.
Okay, these two. Actually, I'd be in the same boat, too, if you hadn't healed people at the party.
Solomon is the next one to walk out, along with Moondog, who is in his normal human form. She says, your new students do subtle very well. Moondog looks at her, then looks at everybody as they're kind of gathering in the rubble and says, that's something we can discuss. Everybody on the boat.
All right. And it just to show that I'm still shallow, I'm like, damn, my nails are all screwed up.
And that's where we're going to cut it. What did you guys think?
I think it was fun as hell.
That was a brutal-ass fight.
Right. Yes, yes, it was there too.
My little brother was scared for you guys when I showed him Butcher.
Butcher's pretty brutal. He did a number on me.
I wanted to make sure that it was a good challenge.
I think you succeeded.
Since you had so many guest stars in this fight, and I didn't want to say, oh, well, everybody else is going to sit out and you guys have to do all the work on your own. At the same time, I wanted to make sure that you guys got to pick your own actions and didn't have to rely on, well, what does Primal say? What does MacArthur say? I didn't want to put you guys in that situation.
I think we managed that. The funny thing is I got caught up really early on with all the minions. Mm-hmm. So when I finally ended up having to engage the others...
Well, I thought it was interesting that people like rushed the center stage, as it were. And so that really only left the people in the basement to deal with the soldiers. But I think that worked out really well as far as the story goes. Everything that's going on at these different levels. Did everyone feel like they had a moment to shine in the fight?
Like I had a moment to die.
Hell yeah.
Well, do you feel like what you did contributed, though?
I blew up the building.
Really? Because if you actually hadn't been helping Soren, he would have been unconscious 2 turns into that fight?
And actually, yeah, you stalled the major villains for a while, which gave us a chance to do some damage to them.
Yeah, you actually stalled all 3 of the major villains.
Yeah. Let's put it this way. If you hadn't actually gotten involved, Soren would have basically been fucked.
How about Reflection? You didn't actually do any fighting, but I think you had a critical role in this combat.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, got in, spotted her, was trying to get to her. It just had some miserable die rolls.
The difficulty was a 15, by the way.
15?
Yeah, to pull her up.
Oh, yeah. Well, like I said, he's a skinny little twig. He doesn't have any much strength.
Yeah, I didn't want to set that to be something impossible. I was like, okay, well, we're going to have something interesting happen now.
And I thought of, when I thought of the snake's idea, I was like, wait a minute, I was her before, and I've seen her pick up a car. So she had no problem picking up Professor White.
Yeah, but she didn't.
Yeah, but the thing was I had to get to her to get her power.
Yeah.
And by the time I got to her, she was blatant near half dead. Like, oh, jeez. I can't do anything about her yet. So let me get Professor White, let me head out, try to get her to get these two to safety.
This is the picture of this, like, scorched and bleeding, like, Medusa-looking girl and Reflection just like,
I hope this still works. I've never tried another corpse.
I don't want to touch a dead girl. You touch a dead girl.
So no, I don't think the power will work if she's dead, so I had to get to her first. That'd be funny if a power did work if she's dead.
Then you could, how long could it be somebody?
An hour.
Oh, and she could chop me up and see little pieces of me around.
So, Sword, what did you think about the unmaking of Tearfang?
Oh, man.
I am not amused.
Well, you as a player, are you, like, upset about this? Or, like, did you enjoy that as far as a story element?
No, actually, I thought that was pretty cool. And I loved the reaction to having the weapon broken.
We're going to need to get together this week and talk a little bit about that and determine what kind of long-term repercussions that's going to have.
Well, there's a reason instead of actually escaping from the collapsing building, he was ready to sacrifice his life to go collect the shards.
Oh, I totally got that.
It took a great amount of effort to ignore the fact that his sword was just broken and continue with his plan to go heal Mina. All
right, well, I thought this was a good session. I know we ran late.
Yeah, don't forget the bus we parked out there.
Yeah, that kind of got left behind as you guys got onto... Moondog's Moonmobile or whatever.
Yeah, unfortunately, Steve didn't see where you guys parked, so he can't remind anybody.
I'm just wondering how much of this is going to be discussed at the school.
That is definitely a topic for our next session.
I don't think any of it would be, but yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, actually, it's not the, that's not us. We also got to consider Ox and the rest of them.
I mean, I
Ox got shown up by a girl. You think he's going to say anything?
I imagine the teachers would say, keep your mouth shut.
Maybe, at the very least.
Maybe we'll get 10 points to our house cup.
All right, guys. Well, it's been fun. I definitely enjoy beating you guys up.
Dick.
Thank you.
Death to the GM.
We hope you have enjoyed this presentation of the Three Rivers Academy. Our theme music is by Kevin MacLeod and is available online at incompetech.com.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I'd at least be Ravenclaw. No, I'd be Slytherin.